This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Cavers from across the U.S. are in Glenwood Springs this week for the National Speleological Society's annual convention. Now, one topic of fierce debate is how to curb the spread of a deadly bat fungus to the West. KUNC's Grace Hood is here to explain how the topic has gone from discussion to litigation in the state. And it's tied to what is typically a low-key event. So, Grace, what is at stake here?
We're talking about white nose syndrome. So far, it's killed 1 million bats on the East Coast since 2006, and it's traveled as far west as Oklahoma. Now, scientists know it's spread from bat to bat, but they have connected humans to large jumps, say, across a couple of states.
Okay. Well, given that it's still only come as far west as Oklahoma, what is being done to curb the spread?
Last year, the U.S. Forest Service issued a blanket closure of its caves in several western states, including Colorado. But the Bureau of Land Management hasn't closed its caves in the state.
So then there's this lawsuit. What is behind the lawsuit? Maybe give us a little bit of background. And what's the latest?
Well, last month, cavers received permits during the convention time from the Bureau of Land Management to explore two caves, Anvil Points and Lysander Caves. Those are on the western slope. The environmental group Center for Biological Diversity sued the BLM earlier this month to restrict access because those caves are known to have some bat activity. Now, this is despite the fact that the BLM does not have any restrictions on its cave use. Here's the center's Molly Madison.
It's just not worth the risk to bat populations, particularly when we're looking at potential species extinction, to allow non-essential access into caves.
The lawsuit was settled last week when a judge ruled in favor of the BLM, and cavers like Richard Reinhardt are required to use specific decontamination procedures. Reinhardt's opinion is that the center doesn't want cavers using the land, but is in favor of biologists accessing caves for research.
You know, we don't know if they're doing decontamination. We are told that they are, but you know, there's no one supervising them, so it's just on their word. So we literally have a case of discrimination that biologists are sort of elevated to a higher level than trained speleologists and cavers.
So those are some pretty strong words. Is it discrimination?
The Center for Biological Diversity certainly wouldn't say that. They point to how we're at this unprecedented time in which some bat species are literally, there's the threat of them dying out. And they say the stakes are simply too high to take any chances right now.
We have no cure for the disease. The only way we know how to contain it at this point is for people themselves to not move it around, which means basically refraining from going into caves. So that's why it's really such an important issue.
But the science is really young right now. It's debatable how involved humans are in the spread of this fungus. Here's Richard Reinhardt.
Conservation groups, you know, have taken the position in some instances of saying, well, even if it's one spore, that's one spore too many, and that could conceivably fly up and infect one bat, and then the whole colony is infected like it's some sort of monster from some movie, you know, that it's indestructible and it's just like there to kill bats and do nothing else.
Reinhardt says that's why cavers follow decontamination protocols. But right now, there's no way of enforcing this. Erin, I think what's really interesting to me as a reporter about this whole debate is that it's this really interesting combination. I mean, the stakes are so high. You have well-intentioned people on both sides. And since the science hasn't really reached any conclusions on why white nose syndrome is killing bats and exactly how it's spread, that leaves everyone kind of learning as they're going along.
Right. Well, definitely something to keep an eye on. Thanks, Grace. That's KUNC's Grace Hood reporting on the debate over how white nose syndrome affects bats and on how to stop it.